When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of this cartoonist. So, back from SPX, and I apologize for not getting any Thunder Punch Dailies recorded while I was at SPX. It was a busy show. We were very busy the weekend. I mean, it was only really 2 days plus an evening. So I always, my eyes are always bigger than my stomach when I get ready to go to an event. And I always forget about the, well, I don't want to say burnout, but it's really tough to manage your energy at a comics convention, event, fair, etc. Especially one as busy as SPX, where I was doing so much talking with so many people, and I'm grateful for that. But on the other hand, it's like, wow, you know, I really should have been. I guess if I maybe had drank a little bit more coffee, I would have been on enough to do some more recording. That's not the point of today's episode, but of course, SPX is on my mind and conventioning in general is on my mind. And while we plan on doing a full con breakdown on the regular Art and Story podcast, I feel like, you know, this is an opportunity for me to share a few of my candid thoughts and reactions to the event, because I was left with a few questions floating around in my head after going to this thing. I've said on the audio booze that it was a success in that I sold more books than sketches this time, which was a gratifying experience. But, well, before I go into that, I want to say that I already hinted at a Art and Story Extreme I did with Casey Van Heys, Space Case on the Twitters, wintersandlavelle.com. I hinted at a friend of the show who I was hanging out with at the event, who shall remain nameless. Yes, he's real. This isn't an imaginary friend of mine, although it could be, because there's no pictures of him. But I was having some really interesting conversations with him during the event about conventioning in general, and about how I should be behaving at the table, how I should be thinking about future events. And he gave me some really good food for thought that really got me thinking hard, and also got me, kind of took me back a year and a half or so to some thoughts that I've had on conventions in the past. And I remember saying, and I can't remember where, but if I don't remember, that means you guys probably don't remember, so this won't be retreading anything. But I do remember saying some time ago that I wonder if I should wait to go and table at future events until I've got a little bit more a constituency behind me. Meaning, I mean, I guess for lack of a better term, maybe wait till I'm more famous if that day ever comes. Now, that's not something that I'm necessarily striving towards. You guys know my position on celebrity. I want to be a participant in my medium. I don't necessarily want to be one of the tastemakers or one of those people that people get breathless when they're around because they're so excited to meet me. That kind of experience makes me very uncomfortable. But on the other hand, one can't ignore the fact that having some kind of stature and clout amongst your peers makes going to these conventions a little bit more worthwhile in the sense of money. There was a row on the SPX floor where a bunch of very successful cartoonists like Dave Kellett, like, I forget who else was over there. The guy from Dr. McNinja, Jeffrey Rowland, those kind of guys were, they bought a fleet of tables together, and they were getting so much traffic that it was really hard to navigate through there. And they even had, I don't know if they had to do this or if this was just something that they just do that works really well for them, but, you didn't actually purchase the books directly from them. You had to move down the rest of the row to the cash register at the end of their table row and pay there. I guess that's an interesting way to do it, because it meant that people were moving through all the tables in order to get to the end to pay for something, which means you're probably going to visit more tables. I don't know if that's part of the logic behind it. It could be. But it suggested to me that, and I saw firsthand that there was so much foot traffic in their area that they just, it would slow things down considerably if they had to do each transaction themselves. And going back to book sales, as I said, I sold more books than sketches at this show, which was a first for me in a long time. But that said, now this is where I get perfectly candid with you guys, and absolutely straightforward. I sold 9 copies of The Front, I think 9 copies of The Replacements, and a handful of other books that we had on the table. So, yes, successful, but 9 books at $6 profit on each book after paying for my printing costs, that's not a ton of money. And I'm not complaining. I said in past Thunderpunch Dailies that I was not going to measure this thing as being successful on making gobs and gobs of money. That wasn't my intent. My intent was to have a good time, and I did. But I remember talking with this friend of mine who was at the show about how, well, I wonder what I'm going to do next year because I want to go to SPX again. This was a fun show. I got so much socializing done here. Maybe I should get a full table next year. And this guy says to me, no, you know, it's like you aren't those guys over in that area there. And he pointed to that group of really successful cartoonists that had all that traffic. He says, you're not them yet. And don't waste your money on getting a full table when you're not, you clearly don't have the support and constituency yet to justify that kind of expense, because tables are what, $300 at SPX. And he had a point. And it got me thinking even more intently about this whole tabling thing. And it got me thinking that, geez, you know, I wonder if the whole point is to wait until I'm more well known and have more of a following. Well, I'm also I think of something that Dave Kellett once said on the Webcomics Weekly podcast some time ago, where somebody emailed them and asked them for advice on conventioning and whether or not it's worth it to get a full table at something like San Diego Comic-Con. And Dave Kellett raised a very interesting question. He said, well, gee, you know, I mean, you're going to pay $800 to $1,000 just to go to a convention. I'm not so sure that that money wouldn't be better spent purchasing advertising for your website to help spread the word about it and build more of a constituency first and then go to conventions. And gosh, you know, I still think about that, especially after this show. I mean, as good as it was, I wonder if I need to take more of a slow burn approach to this thing and stop bouncing around from convention to convention. Pick one that I like and just go to it year after year. And I think SPX might be it. I mean, that was a great show. SPX and MoCA were both terrific shows that I would gladly go to again and again and again. But I wonder if it would be worthwhile. And I'm just wondering this aloud. This isn't meant to try to drum support to say, no, George, you should table at more conventions. I'm just wondering this aloud as food for thought to take into discussions into the forums. Okay, so I'm raising a question that I'm hoping you guys will weigh in on as fellow cartoonists who are thinking about conventioning. I wonder if my time and money would be better spent on just going down to a convention as a, what is it called, an attendee, and just wander the floor and have those conversations that I had at the show this year, but not be behind a table the entire time. Bring some books, trade some books, maybe give away some books to people, get my name known and have some FaceTime with people, but enjoy the convention and the social aspect without the pressure of having to sell and waiting until I have more of a energy built in my constituency so that when I do table, there's a better chance that I'm going to actually cover my table costs and my travel costs, because that was something that I'm going to do a tabulation of this later on and maybe take it to a Thunderpunch Daily, is that there was some travel costs incurred. I mean, in terms of gas, in terms of tolls, we took some toll roads and I think we spent somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 on tolls. And again, I'm not complaining. It was time well spent. It was money well spent. But the part of me who keeps talking about treating your independent comics career as a business is attentive to that. And I feel a responsibility to be attentive to that and to report that to you guys, so that the last thing I want to do is say, conventioning is great, it's so much fun, and then people who have families and children and a lot of responsibilities in their lives suddenly dump all of this money into these unforeseen costs. And then say, well, geez, hey, Jers, you said this was going to be a lot of fun, but I lost a lot of money on this thing. So I'm just trying to be responsible, not trying to bellyache. I hope that's coming across. And I'll probably talk about I could talk about it right now. We got time. there were intangible benefits beyond the money, in that there was the social component. I talked with more people at this show than I've ever talked with at any comics convention. I ran into cartoonists who I've known online for years that and talked via email with for years, and I didn't know they were going to be there. Some of them came as attendees, and it was just great to just get to meet them face-to-face and have a little conversation with them. And then the after parties, the hanging out and stuff, that stuff was great. It was such a release to be around a bunch of people who do what you do and people who see eye to eye with, or even a little bit not eye to eye with you. Like I said, you know, the conversations I was having with that friend of mine behind the table, those were really good food for thought. And you don't get that as easily and as readily and as quickly via email or chat or Twitter, et cetera. So that's the intangible benefit that you get from it. But can't I get that just by attending as an attendee rather than tabling? I'm not so sure. I'm going to have to take a few months to think about this as I figure out what I want to do for the next year's conventioning schedule. While I wait to see when pre-registration happens for SPX 2011. But the other thing is that, you know, a question popped up in some discussions I was having of why table at all? And I don't want to turn this into some kind of fatalistic, well, if you don't make $1 million, if you're not famous, then there's no point in doing it. Because as I pointed out, there are intangible benefits. I mean, another intangible benefit was there was a couple people who came up to the table who were familiar with my comics work, but not with the art and story stuff. And these were people who had read my comics years ago when they were like when the front was updating online, and they had heard I was there, and they were excited to meet me and actually buy the book. That is a cool thing that can happen by tabling for sure. But the other thing that I, you know, the more cynical part of my brain was ringing with this question of why do it? I mean, in a fundamental sense, what is the point? What do you gain from this? And let's look at that just really briefly. And maybe I'll touch on this later on in some subsequent Thunder Punch Dailies after some discussion in the forums. Is okay, so you get the connection factor. I made some connections this weekend. I got to have dinner with Dave Roman and Raina Telgemeier, something I've been trying to do all year, and it finally happened, and it was fun. I met some people who, could possibly give me some work down the road, although I didn't push that angle too hard. I had personal connections with art and storyers, which was awesome. That's a benefit of tabling. I made a few sales. I sold the book to people who had never heard of me before. A guy came up and bought a copy of the front just after flipping through it once and just exchanged the money and walked away. This guy's going to read the book now. I didn't have to, you know, push him up to the website or anything. That's a benefit as well. But, okay, this is where I'm going to be absolutely candid, okay? And I hope this doesn't come across as cynical as it sounds. Although it is, there is a shred of cynicism in here. Is that at its core, what are you doing at a table but saying, please like me, please like my work? And you do it as honest as possible, right? You're being, at least I hope, and the people who saw me at SPX, please weigh in on this, if I did an okay job of this, of being engaging and honest and excited and passionate and enthusiastic about comics in general, as well as my own work. I hope that comes across, because that's part of the fun of it for me, is I love talking about this stuff. But the whole notion of putting your stuff on a table and saying, this is for sale, would you like to buy it? I couldn't get away from this sense of this kind of, well, again, I've talked about this in past art and stories, this Kathy comic strip from years ago where she's at a coffee shop trying to pick up a date, and she's putting her favorite book in plain sight, her favorite kind of coffee in plain sight, and some of these other objects that represent her personality in her life as a way to sort of have a bizarre kind of demonstration of her personality. Not bizarre in the sense of strange, but bizarre in terms of like a flea market or a swap meet. Come to my table and view my personality and see if I'm somebody you'd want to spend the rest of your life with. And isn't conventioning a little bit like that too? And that's kind of an eerie thought that crossed my mind as I was going over the entire weekend's events and what my reactions were to it. And that's another reason why I wondered, geez, I wonder if I'd be better off just attending, wandering around and talking to the people who are more successful than me, as well as people who are, you know, on the same success level as I am, and having those wonderful social interactions, making a few connections that way, saving a little bit of money, and not going through the heartache of putting myself out there to say, please like me, please like my work. again, that's a cynical way of looking at it. I'm betting that's something that more cartoonists than I have actually struggled or wondered about. And I want to underline one more time in Black Crayon that these are just the wonderings that are occurring to me that I want to take for discussion. This is not me. I really don't want to turn this into the show was bad. I had a bad time. I had a wonderful time. But I can't help but walk away with these kinds of thoughts of evaluation of how the thing went. I have a responsibility to evaluate this thing. And gosh, I couldn't help but think that one sentence that friend of mine said, where he said, like, you're not those guys yet. So don't bite off more than you could chew. That was really good advice. And that was a good reminder of not necessarily my place, but at least like a sort of a financial and social place in which I'm existing that I don't really pay attention to too often. And I think that's a virtue of mine, that I don't pay attention to that too often, because I'm not the kind of guy who goes, oh, you're famous, I'll talk to you more than I'm going to talk to this other person, because that doesn't even cross my mind. But the downside of that attitude is that I often don't even think about that in terms of viability of promoting yourself. Now, one more thought that I know somebody's going to throw at me is that, well, yeah, but if you go to a show year after year after year and table year after year after year, that is itself part of an overall marketing strategy and building a presence for yourself and a recognition that you'll have in the field amongst your peers as well as amongst attendees of shows. Yes, indeed. I fully acknowledge that. And that's why I said I'm going to SPX next year. I've decided that I need to pick one show and just go to it. I had such a good time there that I'm just going to go to that one for the years to come. If I go to any other shows, it will be in addition to SPX. But again, I got to figure out finances. If I go to other shows like, say, TCAF or Mocha, I might just go as an attendee. And then the benefit of that is if I get a little too burnt out, as I did at SPX on day two, I got a little tired from all the talking, I can get out of the building for a little while and I don't feel like I'm abandoning people at a table or anything like that. So, okay, so I didn't knit this together into one central cohesive thought, but I think that's okay because, like I said, I'm interested in what you guys think about this thing. I want to get some more discussion going on this whole nature of conventioning. What are the pros and cons? What are the benefits? Why do we even do it? And is it too cynical to think of it as putting yourself out there to say, please like me? Or is it just something that we have to live with in order to help begin to, I mean, I guess somebody could make the argument that that's all building a website is, but yeah, but that's so much cheaper and less stressful overall than going to a convention for 2 days and wearing yourself out with travel and being on for a whole weekend. So, okay, so yeah, I guess I'll peel out. Who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We really couldn't do it without you. Thank you to everybody who came to SPX and those of you, I know some of you guys were Supreme Storyers who came there and said hi to us and purchased our books, and that was fantastic. You didn't have to do that. And as a result, that makes me that much more appreciative of that. And I'm just going to say one more thing. I'm going to point at the forums one more time. I really want to hear what you guys think about this because I want to get some discussion going on it because I want to really drill down to the bottom of this thing. And I really am interested in how you all feel about it. So you can find that at artandstorypodcast.com, which you probably are already there if you're listening to this. But there's a link at the top of the page that says forum. Just click that and then you can log into the forum. And if you haven't shared any thoughts yet, some of you Supreme Storyers don't actually interact in the forums. I hope that you'll take the time to do so in the future because I think the people there are pretty cool, pretty nice, very friendly, and very open to discussion. And I hope to see you there. So I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, my pal Pody got herself into big trouble. She made a mistake and ran away, which only made things worse. Now, everyone makes mistakes, but running away is never the way to handle a problem. So when you make a mistake, admit it. That's the best way I know of to start making things right again. Until later, bye now.